All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way,
what?
I want your opinion on my headgear today, which was purchased when Michigan State played Ed Belfour and Tony Herkus in North Dakota for the NCAA championship at Joe Louis Arena in 1987. It's my Michigan State hockey hat. Did you go to Mon a lot when you were there?
No.
Okay.
Mike.
I know hockey's
you gotta let
fourth.
But the problem is, look, I'm not going to do a topic on this.
I know.
Mike, the brim. That's the issue. Okay. What did you do to that thing?
I don't know. It's so old.
It's in a perfect triangle. Who brims their hat that way? That's sociopathic behavior.
Well,
it's out.
It was probably in style in 87.
Were we all coked up when you brimmed it?
It was a great weekend. You know.
That was right in your coke phase, wasn't it?
It's pretty close.
When was the wedding that you did all the blow at?
Oh, it might have been after that. I don't know.
Okay.
It was around that time.
How pure it was back then, huh?
Yeah. Well, it was also the weekend, the next day, because I had friends coming in from out of town. We went to that, and then we went to the Silverdome the next day to watch WrestleMania 3. So it was a great, great weekend.
All right. Well,
I wasn't in my coke phase because it was after Lenny died.
Okay.
When Lenny died, I changed.
Got it. All right, that's good. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
All right, so you brim that sober.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, listen, no one's more qualified than you to answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know not what will happen, it's about what should happen. I want you, the godfather of sports radio, a man with a near 40 years in the Metro Detroit area. Tell me two things.
Yes.
A, has this town ever been softer? And B, I want to know who should, without even a debate, who should be fired in this town. Because I feel like people here have lost the ability to just say the words, I want to move on from X.
Well, to answer your second question first, the answer is Troy Weaver. I think that's, you said who should be fired first.
That's it?
Yeah. Right now?
Monty Williams.
After 1 year?
Lalonde.
I'm going to wait to see how the season, as John would say, plays out.
Stoney letting it play out. All right,
year two play out. I'm pretty patient. I mean, I was one of those who thought Rich Rod deserved another year, okay? So I'm pretty patient when it comes to
coaching.
So you're
telling me the only guy in this town is Troy Weaver?
Right now, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So answer the first question. Mm-hmm. In your 40 years in this town, what has happened to us?
Well, I think it's kind of age. You get patient. You don't get as, I don't know, knee-jerky, so to speak. Because when we started talk radio, I mean, we wanted to fire Wayne Fonts, and they were like, 9-7. Get rid of Wayne.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. But I think over the years, because we've seen so much crap, that we're kind of like when it's bad, but not crap, like, Marinelli and all that stuff. And look, I was the one who said that Phil Garner in public, if they don't win a game this weekend, should be fired. It was after the opening. It was the first six games of the season.
Oh, I like it. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my my one claim to fame. Monday morning, Phil Garner should be fired, and that was a Friday after the home opener and whatever.
So I want to ask the question to other people.
Yeah.
Look, you guys are this is your town. These are your teams. Tell me. I mean, Stoney says the only guy right now that really should be fired is Troy Weaver, and yet he seems Teflon. He's going to run another draft. He has $65 million in cap space.
Well, there's a whole different reason for that. That's because you have an owner who basically doesn't appear to care, unless when it comes to writing a check for a guy that he might have heard his name.
Okay.
And that means Monty Williams.
Kenny, I know you and I are like-minded here. I think Derek Lalonde should be discussed. I think you could have discussed.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I said.
For Kenny and I, it was roughly 7 to 10 days ago. I would have fired him. I would have fired him with 15 games to go in the season and said, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not letting you take the ship down. And even if it's not totally your fault, we're going to try to energize the room. We're going to try to turn this around, which is something in hockey that happens.
I think, and I'm not giving you an excuse, if the complete meltdown occurred with Larkin in the lineup, I think that would have happened, or at least would have been discussed.
Oh, look what you did now. Look at Kenny's face.
It would have been discussed.
So what? So what? Everybody loses players. Everybody has injuries. I understand that.
But the guy who is making that decision is the guy who provided them with this roster that going into this season, many of us didn't think was going to make the playoffs anyway.
And I understand that. But as a head coach, your job is to rally the troops. And if you can't do it when one of your leaders goes down, I'm sorry. That's not good enough.
Well, look, like I said, if they don't make the playoffs, I'd have no problem if he's gone.
You're giving him the last 9 games.
Yes. I mean, because I mean, you're not going to bring in Tortorella has a job. You know, these coaches, you're going to promote Alex Tange or Bob Bugner. That's going to all of a sudden turn it around.
I think my problem with all of it is all of these decisions are Yzerman. And no one ever just picks up the phone and criticizes Yzerman. You got one of the older teams in the league. None of the guys you're drafting are really playing. You're in a collapse. You're going to miss the playoffs again. And it's like, if it takes you 6 years to make the playoffs, then you're not special.
Correct.
That's really what it comes down to.
Look, I know people hate this. I think Ken Holland is correct. It does take almost a decade to turn from complete crap, which he left it at, to a Stanley Cup championship contender.
All right, that's a worse opinion than what you told me about in the commercial break. Yeah, I believe it is.
I don't think so.
I don't want to do this where it's, hold on, do you want to do like a battle royale of bad opinions? We can do it.
Yeah.
Because what you told me about, there should be that opinion was so bad by your boy.
I know.
That there should be a plaque in this building with it on it.
I know. But no, seriously, look at teams. The team he's on now, Edmonton, with all these great draft picks they had, how long it took them to get to where you can easily consider
them
first.
Right, but that's a bad organization.
But they had great players.
Hold on. You're a Sixers fan.
Yes.
Plenty of great players have come through there.
Yes.
They had plenty of god-awful rebuilds, right?
Yeah, because they drafted idiots like Ben Simmons.
So it doesn't take 10 years if you're not a malfeasant boob.
But in hockey, it does.
I disagree.
Stoney, did you just reference the team that Ken Holland moved to the team that takes 10? I wonder why that's going so well, huh?
Well, yeah, that's the last few years because he can't get a goal.
Sign Duncan Keith.
No,
what?
I get that. But you look at most of these teams, when they're crap. Now, I'm taking Vegas and the expansion teams out of the equation, okay? When they are complete crap lottery teams, number one lottery, or there should be, to being a great team, that does take close between 8 to 10 years. It does.
I got to do it.
Because
you changed the rules. See, you got sneaky.
What?
That's like a parenting move you just pulled. Us up for a fail.
Well, Seattle and Vegas?
No, nobody said great. We're asking to make the playoffs.
No, I said that's different. I said for to make the playoffs is 6 years is no excuse. You're gone. If he can't make the playoffs next year, he should be fired.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There we go. Isaac, now,
yes,
now we're getting
you are
somewhere.
Listening. I was talking about to get to crap to be a Stanley Cup contender.
Fair. It can take 6 years.
I think it takes longer to be a contender. If you can't make the playoffs in 6 years, that's your problem.
And that's what we're staring down the barrel of a gun with here.
Right.
And nobody wants to talk about it.
I agree.
It's like the same thing with the Tigers. How many years am I supposed to wait? Like, these are real. Like, if you're out there and, like, your dad is a baseball fan, you know, I don't know. If you're my age, how many years does dad have left? Like, these teams just kick the can down the road. It's years of our lives.
I know. My father saw the Phillies win the pennant in 1950. They lost, had not won a World Series. And finally, in 1980, when he was 53 years old, he saw his first Phillies championship.
Tigers are what, 40 years from a title?
And we'll be celebrating that this year at Comerica Park.
I won't.
Old bits. I know.
I mean, it's more like it's a decade of being irrelevant. And here we were this offseason. And they just went, we have plenty of time. Yeah, just going
to,
you know.
Well, that's why I said both these franchises under Illich, they should change the nickname of the team to the future. Because that's all they want to do is
that's
look to
where,
the future.
Let me ask a question here. Because the Lions delivered on the promise of hope in a way that no other team in this town has recently. If you're a fan out there, what is your frustration quotient with these other teams? Now, please don't tell me, well, I just don't care any. No, hold on. You're listening to a sports radio show, and you do care. But, like, the Tigers and the Wings, to me, have largely been given a free pass. The Pistons, I do think, have approached a place of apathy that very few professional franchises have ever achieved.
They've had their apathy spell before, though. Like, after, you know, before Grant hit between the Bad Boys and the
Judd Bushler era.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. You know, Mark Macon, that was a great, great clubs they had back then. You know, and people, they didn't care at all. And then when they got good and they saw something building, people cared.
But for instance, when does optimism turn to frustration? Like, I'm frustrated with the Red Wings. We have gone a month ago. We were excited. This was
we should be frustrated.
This is the delivery on the promise of improvement. I'm frustrated, and it's turning to anger with the Wings. I'm flat out angry with the Tigers. I'm angry. I'm angry at 10 years of irrelevance. I'm angry at this Moneyball approach. And it's like, I hope they're good. I'm desperate to have good baseball in this town.
I think with the Tigers, I know people hate the word patience, but with Scott Harris, because he's only had one draft. And you have to give him time. You know, at least I think for a guy completely.
Did it take time to draft Wyatt Langford? Did it take time to sign Matt Chapman?
That was bad decisions. Well, it might be bad decisions, but we'll find it.
Yes. The point I'm making is he can have all the time he wants. Right. And by all accounts, he's a very good baseball man. But Mike, time is the one non-negotiable in our life. Like, it just, why is there no urgency in this town by anyone? Like, how can you be Tom Gores? I don't care how detached you are. I don't care if he doesn't know what day it is. How can you not have an urgency to fix this?
Well, a lot of, but the Lions, we always said, you know, Mr. Ford, he didn't know what he was doing and all that stuff. Maybe so. But all it took was hiring the right person. And a lot of that's luck, and a lot of that is, you know, bad luck. So Sheila, who I, for some reason, if you remember, I thought she was going to be good because she suffered as a kid fan. I mean, not suffering, obviously. She was born wealthy and all that stuff. But she sat in the press box.
Lions fans.
Yes, every Sunday and just was hating crap. You know what I mean? Hating it. And I thought that that would get to her. And she finally hired the right person. They got lucky in the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell thing. As opposed to her father, who went outside the box and went Matt Millen, didn't work. And okay, it didn't work. Let's give him an extension.
Right. Let's go out to dinner and do an extension.
Right.
I just think there should be a massive amount of frustration with three of the four teams.
I think people are frustrated a lot, and they should be. And I also think the difference is where you and I grew up, okay? The Yankees, okay? If they don't win a World Series for 10 years, even if they're really, really good and make the playoffs every year, people are going crazy.
I want the whole front office broomed up.
I know.
Don't you get it?
I do get it.
We haven't been to the World Series since 2009, and that's an international crime.
Right.
I want the Yankees turned into Interpol. We haven't made the World Series in 15 years. Right. That's a disgrace.
Now, in Philly, this should, you know, go to your argument about Lalonde, is in 1980, the Phillies fired their manager during the season. Dallas Green took over. They won the World Series. A couple years ago, they fired Girardi, promoted the coach, and they went to the World Series. So it does work. But yes, in the northeast corner of the United States of America, when it comes to sports, and particularly Philly, New York, and Boston, they have no patience. And whether that's right or wrong is up to you, but that's what we grew up with.
And that's what I want to talk to the people about. You know, what is the appropriate level of patience for these three teams? Look, the Lions are the Lions. I think they're built right. They're going to be good. Any issues we have, that's just fans. We're talking about moves and right. Different things. These are the three teams. And, I mean, it is number one with a bullet is this Iser plan stuff. Sonny, it looks like they're missing the playoffs. This is going to be one of the great collapses they've ever had.
Pretty much.
We will be into year six with not a playoff berth.
Right. And then the flip side of that is people, and this isn't me per se, but looking at, okay, you looked at 2 years from now, you got two really good young goalies in Kosa and the kid from Michigan State, Augustine. You got three really good young defensemen in Sider, Evanson, and the kid from Sweden. But who's going to score? They're going to have the same problem the Tigers are having. Putting the puck in the neck of DeBrincat's a front runner.
All right, and there we go. A little slander right there. Your phone calls, some texts. We're going to play Stump the Stony later in the hour. Lots to do on a Friday, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.